Parsha Lech Lecha. Again, like last week, if you'll allow me, I have two short and sweet ones, and they're both connected because they're both related to Avram's Amunah and Bitachon and Hashem. But the opening pasuk of the Parsha says, Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha Be'artzecha, that go forth from this land, from your land, and go where I'm going to tell you to go. So Rashi comments on the words, Lech Lecha, what does it mean, Lecha, go for you? So Rashi says, Lahanatcha u'letovatcha. It's going to be good for you. So here you're not going to get all sorts of extra special brachot, but if you go to the land that I'm going to show you, you can get all sorts of extra special brachot. So the Darash Moshe comments on this, because the nisayon of leaving and going somewhere and not knowing where you're going, we get that's a nisayon. But here, he's being told that go where you're going to go and everything's going to be fine for you financially. It doesn't sound like the greatest nisayon. The fact is that people all the time move places. You know, there was a gold rush once. What is it? They heard that there might be gold, like in the West, and they went on this arduous, treacherous journey to go somewhere for the chance that they would make money and the chance they'd get rich, and there was no guarantee. So people are all the time moving for jobs. Oh, I'll go here, I'll open a business there, I'll get a job there. People are always moving and going places for their parnassa, and that's for a chance at a parnassa. And here Avram's being told, go, and you're going to have a parnassa. So what kind of nisayon is this for Avram Avinu? So says the Darash Moshe, and Moshe Feinstein explains that the nisayon was that he wasn't maharher as to why. Because if it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu guaranteeing your parnassa, a Kadosh Baruch Hu could guarantee your parnassa just fine wherever you are. He doesn't have to go anywhere. You're a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Give me food here, in Haran. Why do I have to go to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan? Why do I have to go in order to get parnassa? But he doesn't think that. He just does what Hashem tells him to do, even though he doesn't understand the need for it. Meaning he might be told, go there, it'll be good for you. That part he understands, but he doesn't understand why he needs to go there for it to be good for him. It could just as well be good for him staying put where he was, without any loss of having to travel somewhere else, without having to go on this long trek, and I'm sure it was hot and dangerous and everything else involved in this journey. So why are you making me go there? Just do it right here. That nisayon, Avram didn't think about that. He just did it without thinking about that. And therefore, that is not something to take for granted. And that was the nisayon. And says the Darash Moshe, this is what it means when Hashem tells Avram, Italech lefanai ve'yei tamim. And in other words, you just go when I tell you to go. That, without having to understand the exact reason, just Hashem said to do it, that's enough for you. And says the Darash Moshe, this is also part of what the nisayon was for what we consider one of the greatest tests, the Akedah. That the Ikar nisayon of the Akedah was, well, Hashem told him one thing, B'yitzchak Yikarei L'chazara, and now Hashem tells him, Shechtim. But either way, the whole question wasn't whether, the only issue was, Avram's thinking, didn't you tell me one thing? So I could come up with a way to do whatever you're trying to come up with some other way. That's what he says. There seems to be a stira between what you told me before and what you're saying now. But either way, the whole question is whether Aram's going to do what he's being told without such a hirhur. So the only chiluk between this nisayon and the Akedah one was here's a kushya ktana, and the Akedah is a kushya gdola, as you might imagine. But nonetheless, Avram wasn't meharher, and therefore, that is why in our first bracha of Shemona Esrei, we seal not Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, but we say Magen Avraham. Why specifically Avram? Because this is the ikar of kiyum of every mitzvah. Every mitzvah at its root, again, similar to the idea we mentioned last week, that the reason we do the mitzvah is because Hashem said to. Not for any other reasons. That was last week's message. This week is we do the mitzvah without being maharer as to trying to accomplish the same goal some other way without the tircha of the mitzvah. That was the first piece of the Darash Moshe. Now look at the third piece in the second column on this page. Avram fights the war of the... he helps out the five kings, defeating the four kings. And he rescues his relative Lot, who was captured. So at the end of the battle, Melech Sdom comes out. Thank you so much for everything you did. Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, who's a Kohen Le'el Elyon, he comes out. And Avraham gives him Maaser. He gives him 10% of all sorts of stuff that he got in the battle. And then, the next, we might miss it because it's the next Aliyah, but all of a sudden the Melech Sdom says to Avraham, listen, Avraham, give me the people and you take all the money. And Avram says, no, I won't even take a shoelace from you. Why? Because I don't want you to say I was the one who made Avram rich. So Ramosha Feinstein says, wait a minute. Avram gives Malki Tzedek because he's a Kohen Le'el Elyon Maser. Malki Tzedek had no problem taking the 10% from Avram. So why should Avram be afraid to take the money from the king of stone? Moshe Feinstein says, it's Pashut, because Avram knows where the money comes from. The money came from Hashem in order for him to give it to Tzedakah, for him to give the Maaser. That's what we have to understand when it comes to Tzedakah. Tzedakah is, Hashem gave us the money. You see $100 that you got in your paycheck in your bank account? No. Hashem really gave you 90, and he gave you 10 to distribute to the aniyim. That's what Maaser Kesafim is. Hashem is entrusting you with his money, hoping you'll distribute it. We daven to Hashem, Patechet, Yadech, Masbil, Kochar, Ritzon. Hashem, open your hands and feed everybody who's needy. How does Hashem do that? By giving certain people extra, and they'll give of it to other people. So you have a big sada and you have a yield and you get 100 bushels of apples. The whole point is that you're going to take 10 of them and you're going to give it to the Levi. And you're going to give the 40th to the, or 50th or 60th to the Kohen. And that's how they're going to get fed. In other words, Hashem gave you their fruit. That's what you have to understand about how tzedakah works. So, Avram understands that. So Avram got the 10%, it's natural that he gives it to the Kohen Le'el Elyon. It's not mine, it's really for him. But the Melech Sdom, does he understand that? Of course not. The Melech Sdom is sitting there going, I have millions. So I'm okay giving some of my money to Avram. Avram, ten li nefesh v'rechush kachlach, you take the money. In Melech Sdom's mind, it's his money that he's giving to Avram Avinu. So Avram says, no way. I will not allow you to say that you made me money. Melech Sdom shelo yamin b'Hashem yitbarach haya choshev shenotei mishelo shelachen yomar shehu hashir. He shouldn't be able to say, I made Avram rich. Avram's never going to say, I'm the one who made Malki Tzedek rich. Avram's going to say, who made you rich? Hashem made you rich. He gave me this money for you. Because that was the message that the Gemara Sota tells us Avram told everybody. Right? We all know Avram, the wonderful, beautiful Midrashim, but Avram's Achras Azorchim, the tent with the four sides, and he would bring people into it. And how did he, Nefesh Asher Asubach Haran, how was he Megayar and Makariv everybody to monotheism and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How did he do that? They would come and it was hot and they didn't have food and they didn't have water and he'd give them. And when they were done, what did they want to do? They wanted to thank him. And he would say, don't thank me. Thank Hashem. Hashem gave you the bread. Who gave you the bread? Not me. Hashem gave you the bread. So that's the message of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu's message is, what I have is from Hashem. And when Hashem gives me extra and he gives me money, I have to give maaser because it's not really mine. That 10% belongs to the aniyim, belongs to whoever I'm supposed to give it to you. And that is the message of Ayitelno Maser Mikol. Avram gives the money to Malki Tzedek, but he won't take a cent from the Melech Sodom, who doesn't understand it. So both of these pieces that we did in Darash Moshe are about Avram's emunah and bitachon. Avram does what Hashem tells him to, and doesn't think about why. What, you're taking me to Eretz Yisrael to make me rich? Make me rich right here where I am. He doesn't think that. He just does what Hashem says. And so too, Avram has the money, and he gives it to Malki Tzedek, because he knows it's not his money. He knows it's Malki Tzedek's money or Hashem's money. On the other hand, he doesn't take the money from the Melech Sodom, because Melech Sodom doesn't know that it's not his money. He thinks it's his own money. And that's the message that Avram Avinu is understanding, what our role is here in this world. Our role is to do the mitzvah and not try to come up with other plans and explanations, and to understand that even what we're given in this world, we're given it for what we could do with it. In this specific case, money, we're given a certain amount of money to make sure that we give it over to those in need. Shkach.